It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I am doing really, really well. How was your weekend?
It was great. Thank you.
That was fantastic.
I've just been zooming around all over the place this summer, and I'm really grateful to kind of land and get ready for school and get back in the swing of things here.
Didn't it feel fall-like this morning?
Yes.
A little bit. I took the doggo out in a first thing, and it was under 70, and it felt like that little tinge of fall.
There's hope in the air.
Is that it?
Yes, okay. That's what it is.
All right, that's we'll go with that. Megan drops by each and every Tuesday, and most of the time brings us a guest. And today's no exception.
I'm really excited to have Maria Hayden here with the Motherhood Collective and Michelle with the neonatal and pediatric care unit at Centra. And really excited to talk about the Motherhood Collective event, Milkapalooza, this weekend. And I personally, it's a special event for me because the Mother Collective, it really helped me and my my babies were little, and this event has always just been such a fun day of celebration, and it really is unique. There isn't anything like it, and so I hope y'all will come out to it. So,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. For those that do not know, maybe they're unaware of the Motherhood Collective, tell us about the services and the help that you offer, the support that you offer as well.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
We're so excited to be here. So the Motherhood Collective is an organization, a nonprofit here in town. And what we do is we offer access to maternal health education and social support. And basically what that means is we offer opportunities for education around pregnancy and birth and postpartum, and then also social support. So peer-to-peer support groups. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll be bringing back our exercise groups and play groups, but really focusing on the idea that no one is alone since parenthood is so isolating sometimes.
Absolutely. And very, very important. How long have you been in existence?
Oh my goodness. So this coming January will be 14 years.
Wow.
Which is crazy to think about. Yep.
This is fantastic. And I know that you probably don't have a figure, although you did mention how many invites went out.
Right.
But how many folks have taken part in the Motherhood Collective?
Oh my goodness. I would say hundreds over the years, varying times, you know, and individuals will come when they're pregnant or when they're seeking support. We also have support for individuals facing infertility, miscarriage, and pregnancy loss, which is a unique population of individuals that need support as well.
Sure.
And sometimes people will come for a little while and then have the babies and then go away and then come back if they have subsequent little ones or need additional support. So,
I know I used the services 11 years ago and continue to refer new mothers to them, especially people that are new to town who may not have that social support. I showed up with an 8-week-old baby and knew no one, and you know, it really was like a place that I leaned into for support and care, and made a lot of good friends out of it. And so anytime we meet people who have moved to town who may be in a similar situation, like, you have to call the Motherhood Collective. So it's a great service. So this event is really a fun way to celebrate and also just get the word out about the fact that you exist, right? So
Well, tell us about Milkapalooza.
So Milkapalooza is a unique event, for sure. So it is our 7th annual event that's going to be happening this coming Saturday on the front lawn of Virginia Baptist. It's a partnership with Centra, and we have a whole team that puts it together. And really the focus of it is to celebrate World Breastfeeding Month, but also to celebrate maternal health in our area. And so we have a lot of organizations that come. So ones that are providing lactation support, but also we have, city supports, social services supports, doulas, pelvic floor health, which is really important. Anyway, so 9 to 12 this coming Saturday, we're really excited. It's going to be free. We have face painting and balloons. We have a petting zoo. There's going to be a special guest appearance by Sid the Camel.
This is kind of amazing.
It's awesome. We have an inflatable obstacle course. Some food trucks will be there, and it's completely free for everybody. And this year, we're really excited to be including the NICU birthday party, which they used to have. Michelle can tell a little bit about that too.
Yeah, Michelle, tell us about that.
So the NICU birthday party, we It's an biannual event that we have done for so many years. I've worked in neonatal for 30 years, Every even year, we would have a birthday party where we would invite our graduates that had graduated from the NICU within that two-year frame. And it just gave us the opportunity as caregivers to be able to see the families, see the kids grow, and just have that, you know, connection with them, because we create that bond with the families, but it's really special to see the kids grow up and become their own. And it's just a wonderful time for that. And then COVID hit, and COVID kind of stopped everything. We couldn't hold our birthday parties anymore because obviously. So we are coming back together and hopefully just starting this again. And what I'm really excited about is I have volunteered with Maria and her team with Milkapalooza in the past, and it's just such a community partnership. And when I think of the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child, just to be able to bring all of this together and have those resources, and I'm just really excited to be a partnership this time with that. And like I said, it's with the lapse of COVID, we have a lot of kids that we have invited. So
a lot of catching up.
A lot of catching up to do. Our nurses and caregivers are super excited to see everybody come out.
That's fantastic. And you had mentioned how many invites have gone out?
So it's like 750.
This is a little party.
A little party. But we are super excited.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, this is coming up. It's Saturday, August 17th, 9 a.m. to noon at Centra. And this is at Virginia Baptist Hospital, right on the lawn.
It's a beautiful setting because it's so well shaded. You know, some of these summer events you go to and it's blazing hot. It's really lovely. It's not too warm.
Absolutely. Well, our youngest was born there, I remember when we were just wiped out.
Sure.
But I remember how incredible the entire team was, and we did not have any issues to deal with. There was no need for NICU. It was just we were blessed. But I just recall how well your team operated and how incredible the entire process was.
Thank you.
So absolutely. Milkapalooza, Saturday, August 17th from 9 to noon. You can learn more if you visit sharegreterlynchburg.org. Type in the Motherhood Collective and you have the links, all the links to Milkapalooza. Then you can go on to their event page as well and learn a little bit more. Do you need any volunteers? Are you accepting any vendor spaces?
Yes. So yes to both. We love volunteers. We'd be happy to take extra hands. There is a volunteer link there on the links that somebody can look, and there's specific shifts if you want to just come for a little bit. Or sign up for something specific, you're welcome to do that. And we do have room for a few extra vendors if somebody was interested in coming. This year, there is no vendor fee, so anybody can sign up. Mm-hmm. The Milkapalooza does function as a fundraiser for the Motherhood Collective, but that's completely voluntary, obviously.
That is fantastic. Yep. It's coming up again. It's free. And the other thing that's free is Share Greater Lynchburg. If you are part of a nonprofit organization or know of a nonprofit organization that is not yet listed on the Share platform, get on it, because you really, really need this resource. It is it's a place where folks can learn more about our area nonprofits. It's a place where you can share your events. You can get volunteers. You can even have folks donate directly to your organization or purchase things for your organization right from the Share platform. 180 other nonprofit organizations are right on that platform. So it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You do mm-hmm. such good work.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
And we have regular onboarding sessions for individuals and nonprofits who aren't yet on the platform. So actually conducting one today after this interview, we'll have just regular rolling admission. So anytime anyone's interested in signing up, just let us know. It's no cost. And Mike, we have some events coming up. We have a peer-to-peer lunch and learn happening next Wednesday, the 21st.
Okay.
And that's at Roads to Recovery. They're doing incredible work in this community, just helping people with addiction recovery. And it's they have so many different facets of what they do. The lunch and learns are designed to do a deeper dive. We might know on the surface what someone's mission statement is, but we don't really have a sense of the referral process or how we can support them. And so this is an opportunity for nonprofits to come together and learn a deeper understanding with each other. So next Wednesday at noon, and lunch is provided by Freedom First Credit Union, and that's going to be at Roads to Recovery. You can sign up on our website and in our newsletter.
Okay. This is awesome. Visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information and register for that and many, many other opportunities. Mm-hmm. Folks, thank you so much. And we didn't mention the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. What's going on with
yes,
the foundation?
Yes, well, the foundation, we're gearing up for our fall cycle. Unbelievably, I feel like we were just here saying that we had given $159,000, I mixed up my numbers, over $500,000 in the spring to different nonprofit organizations across the region. And we're gearing up for the fall cycle now.
Okay.
So that will that deadline will be August we'll launch it on August 15th. The deadline will be September 15th. And so we're looking forward to having a whole new group of nonprofit supply. And I was just telling Maria that the Motherhood Collective has been a recipient of funding before, and I hope that they'll apply this fall or spring as well.
That is awesome. You can learn more by going to LynchburgFoundation.org. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for taking time this morning. We really appreciate it. Coming up, we have your audio vault, and oh, look who stopped by. Hi, Bill. it's Bill.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bill. All right. Glad you could make it.
Was I late?
No, just a little bit.
Can you start over?
Yes, let's redo this. All that and so much more, it's coming up. It's The Mike Show.